It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network all over this great state of Michigan. We're here in the Jethro FM studios, country with a twist. We're the Grilling Guys, and I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
I forgot who we were.
Sometimes we forget.
Right now, I'm just a guy who's kind of pinned to the computer watching all the storms and all the mayhem. I do have some good news, though. The Army activated some guard units.
Right. Finally.
And my son sent me a picture of him hanging out the door of a Chinook going over the Carolinas.
Oh, okay. So they brought him in then, huh?
My wife looked at the picture and she said, strap yourself in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool to see. I love it.
How long has he been deployed?
They can't say. You know? And I'm hesitant to even talk about it, but it's kind of, I'm very proud of him.
Well, sure.
He's doing something. And my other son went full-time Air Force.
Right.
And he's doing intelligence work. So I'm happy to report that I got a couple boys doing their share.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank them for us, obviously, because some of us aren't. We're blessed to have them doing it for us. So that's kind of cool. I'm glad they're there, and I'm sure they're very well trained. So we'll keep them safe and keep them in our prayers.
I've seen videos of the people in the Carolinas on mountaintops.
Yeah.
And the trees are just, you can't even see the road.
Yeah.
These people are pinned in.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, it's going to take an army of chainsaws.
Right.
Right?
Heavy equipment if they can get it there.
It's just hundreds and hundreds of miles of blacktop. I've been in those roads.
Right.
Those houses are cool up there, but wow, what a...
They're isolated.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and those big Chinooks can hopefully drop in supplies and help them sustain themselves while all that stuff gets done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because FEMA doesn't seem to have the horsepower.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe they do, but it's deployed elsewhere.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
And
then we had the hurricane down in Florida this week. I think that there again, that's another situation where it remains to be seen. It's a little bit more media coverage, it seems, than
And you know where there's no media coverage? Acapulco.
Yeah?
They got absolutely swamped with a pop-up hurricane.
Yeah,
that is. Just popped up like the one last year did overnight. Just boom.
Yeah.
How's that happen?
Yeah, and this is trivial in the whole thing. In the whole scheme of things, we've got a vacation plan to Cancun in February, and we don't get Mexican weather, right? I mean, you see where it's coming from, but two or three of those hurricanes have blown right over the top of there. I have no idea what's there either. That's trivial. I mean, I should be embarrassed to even say something about it, but you know, you just wonder. It's one little places are relevant. I got coworkers that live in the hurricane area of Florida. We've heard that they're okay, but maybe not their properties. They can't get back in to see them yet, you know, and things like that. So it's
strange times, brother.
Man, it is.
Strange times.
It is. You know,
it's kind of, I almost feel bad wanting to just talk about food.
Right.
You know, it's like gluttony or something. But,
right.
But that's what the show is about.
Right.
It's not a hurricane show.
Right. Exactly.
And we try not to, you rein me in on politics, rightfully so. But the country is, it's just in a mess. It's
right.
A strange, strange time.
We're a month away from political elections, and the weather is in the forefront right now.
Yeah, it's almost like planned mayhem, you know? It just seems like you can't get just normal.
Right, yeah.
It's like, can we please?
Yeah.
Can we just have normal?
Right. So let's talk a little bit about normal in my world.
Deer camp!
Yeah, right. We'll get to that. I just want to... Thursday next week, something I do on an annual basis is the Home Builders Association of West Michigan has one of these clay pigeon shoots.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a giant fundraiser for a foundation, and it's wonderful. And I go there, and I cook for them. And there, I got the call this week that next week I'm going to be having about 210 guys that are going to be there. And so we're doing pulled pork, we're doing skinless, boneless thighs, cheesy taters, beans, and tossed salad. So got a lot of work ahead of me next week.
Man, makes you want to go just to eat.
Yeah, right, exactly. But
what do you think, Conrad? You want to go pick up a shotgun and have some cheesy taters?
Yeah, boy, that sounds good.
Yeah, and you don't have, it's not based on your shooting either. Everybody that shows up can
ever since I've known this guy, which is probably 20 years now, he's always been involved in all these charity things, and I think it's awesome that you take the time,
right?
Because it's time consuming.
Oh yeah.
But it also is costly. I mean, this one will probably pay, has a payday, but
well, they're covering it. Yeah, yep,
but exactly. But I know that my good friend bought the two barbecues you donated to Ducks Unlimited.
Yep, yep, yep. I know. Your brother was sitting at the table with him. Yeah, so...
That's kind of a small world.
Yeah, it is. It was. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, you get time, treasure, and talent, right? Those are the three things that we have to give in our lives, and this is a combination of all of them. And I put meals together, and people buy them, and they use them for a variety of things, but it's an easy way for me to give back. We're blessed as we talk about hurricanes, and we you know we're sitting here in a crisp morning, and I'm thinking about, has Bob been in a deer stand yet? Has he seen anything yet? You know, these trivial ideas that we think about are really inconsequential when you put it in the whole scope of things.
And you know what? Strange year. I'm busy today finishing up the roof on my log barn.
Right.
So that will be out of my way.
Yep.
And so next week I take off for the woods.
Yeah, and that, you know, and that's actually not a bad thing. It's been pretty warm here in Michigan. I don't know where you guys are listening.
Yeah.
But it, sitting in a tree when it's 70 degrees and you're swatting bugs,
well,
that's just not where I want to be.
Here's the part that I guess pre-plan. I don't like processing my deer in warm weather.
Right.
My friends in South Carolina that hunt those little bitty deer they have down there, I don't know how they do it because it's so stinking hot. They're hunting in the 80s and 90s most of the time.
They're used to it.
You better have a refrigerator truck or something to get those things in right away because Tim Sobey will tell you,
right.
It's just you got to process that.
They must process it quick and bring big coolers with them with ice in it and then just drop the quarters in there. Speaking of that, I've got a bunch of buddies that I grew up with in Shartucky. Well, one of them lives in Anchorage, Alaska, and I got pictures texted to me there. His 24, 25-year-old son and two of his buddies went out and shot two bull moose, and one of them was Boone and Crockett caliber.
Really?
Yeah, and they had a picture of it.
Oh,
it was
goodness.
Amazing. I mean, these guys were each behind one side of the antlers, and the antlers were wider than each guy
now
on each side.
According to people that I've never killed an elk or a moose. I hope next year I'll be getting my first elk.
Yeah.
But I have cooked plenty of it. And,
right.
I can't really say that I like moose better than elk, but my Canadian friends all swear by it. You know, moose is the preferred venison
exactly.
for that area.
It's a big animal. It's a really big animal.
Nice picture.
Yeah.
So
but anyway,
I'm very excited to get ready for deer camp finally. I had to detune my bow. I think I told you.
Yep, right.
Because it was just set way too high.
Yeah.
And I'm just not as strong as I used to be, should be.
Have you been practicing with it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, now that I detuned it.
Yeah, right.
I can pull it back. It's probably around 65 pounds now.
Yeah.
I'm excited, and I've got some beautiful animals going in front of my posing in front of my game camera.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome. Well, hey, this is the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to talk a little party cooking for the rest of the show here. We've got some holidays coming up. Specifically, I've got a Halloween party that I'm going to help some people with. So we'll talk about some of the...
What are you going as?
What I am going as the chef. And I've got a really cool hat that says, Mr. Good Looking is Cooking. So there you go. But anyway, you listen to Grilling Guys. Yeah, right. I stole your hat. No way. Would never fit me. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.